Now. Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Now, I want to get your thoughts on this email. It's an interesting one. It says, "Hi Niall, I'm writing in because I've come across something that's left me a little bit disgusted, and I'd love to hear what your listeners think. I received a wedding invitation from my sister-in-law for next year. Instead of the traditional, your presence is the only gift we need, they've included their bank details and are asking for cash donations. No mention of presents, just straight up money. Does anyone else find this a little bit cheeky? To make matters worse, the wedding is being held in a castle in the west of Ireland, which will cost us a fortune to attend between travel accommodation and everything else. On top of that, a friend told me it's normal to give around a €400 cash gift for these kinds of weddings for that type of person, i.e. sister-in-law, whatever, which seems insane to me. For context, my sister-in-law and her partner live in a lovely apartment in Sandyford, and they've been comfortably settled for 3 years. I can't help but feel this whole situation is a little bit much. I'd love to know if anyone else has dealt with this or what's considered reasonable in these situations. I'm very tempted not to go, but this will cause a massive issue with my husband and my in-laws. Looking forward to hearing your listeners' thoughts. Beth, am I the only one in this situation?" You're probably not Beth, but I was just... Anyway, I don't know what you think. Is that the norm? I don't know. I haven't received a wedding invitation in a long time. There's a point in your life where you get invited to a lot of weddings. And that's usually around the age of 30. Because most of the people you know are in and around the same age. And they're all kind of getting married around that time. So you'll get more wedding invitations around that time than you'll ever get the rest of your life. As you get older, you're like me, and you're in your 60s. You tend not to get invited to weddings anymore. Unless it's your own children. All right. So, thankfully, I have to say, I despise wedding invitations. I despise them with a passion. If I see a wedding invitation coming in the door, it's like a summons. It's worse than a summons because you know that little invitation is going to cost you €1,000, you and your missus, or if the kids are invited, even more. You know, because they're costly events. Now, I understand it's costly for the couple getting married. And nowadays, they're trying to make the money back. There was a really cheeky one in the UK, well, back about 3 or 4 years ago. I remember the story in the Daily Mail, and we covered it at the time, of a woman who invited a couple to her wedding. So the couple said, you know, RSVP, yeah, we'll be there. They didn't go. For whatever reason, something happened in their life and they couldn't go to the wedding. She sent them a bill for the meal because they didn't turn up. I mean, how cheeky is that? But that's what it's come to nowadays. At €90 a pop for a meal, roughly, isn't it? About €90 now for a nice wedding in a castle somewhere per head, 120 people, and whatever else it's costing you for all different nonsense that people have at weddings. I mean, realistically, when a wedding should be only about the bride and groom getting married and them two loving each other. It doesn't have to be a huge affair. Anyway, let me get back to this particular wedding. So, is it cheeky to put a bank account or IBAN and IBIC number on a wedding invitation and say, no gifts, please? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Dave, hi, how are you?
Hi, Miss Collie Walls.
I'm good. Nice to talk to you again, Dave.
How's tricks? Did you enjoy your break?
I did. Did you miss me?
Yeah. I thought you might have been a bit more chilled out when you came back, but no, grumpy as ever.
Oh, that's good, yeah. Thanks very much indeed for that. I am fairly chilled out. I have a bit of a cold at the moment, mind you.
Oh.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's coming back from, you know, it's acclimatizing. But I believe everybody has a cold, so it's not just me.
Yeah, no, I think it's a thing as well myself, but I just don't go around bitching about it, you know?
I'm not bitching about it, you asked. So I'm just, you know, you asked me how it was, you know what I mean, so.
Happy to hear you're doing well.
Anyway, Dave, is it cheeky to ask for money?
You, look, the going thing is, you go to a wedding, you put money in a anyway. Do you know? But to actually, like... I think your bank account details down is, yeah, that's a bit much. I'd actually be inclined to give less if I saw something like that.
Would you?
No, I would, yeah. I'd actually, whatever I was going to give, I'd knock 50 quid off. I would. No, genuinely, I hate being told what to do. Like, you're going to get money in the card anyway. You know, if you don't want your expense, your wedding to cost so much, stop having fucking notions, like.
And is money the thing nowadays? Gone are the days of buying an iron, or you know, or a set of spoons and knives and forks. Are those?
If you rocked up, come on, man. If you rocked up to someone's wedding, says congratulations on your happy day. here's an air fryer. They'd look at you like you have to grow a second head out of your arse.
Are you serious?
You know. Yeah, no, but it's...
No, I'm genuine, because I had no clue. I haven't been to a wedding in years, so I'm genuine.
Look at you. I'd rather get a fucking summons on the phone.
That's what I said, yeah.
It is. It is kind of... Do you know what it is? It's kind of the thing that people know now, that like the money you put in a card is basically paying for the meal.
Yeah.
Is the way it goes. Do you know, when, once upon a time, you know, the money you put in the card did a bit extra, so that'd be help them, you know, to pay for their wedding. But it's gone so expensive. I think a lot of the time when people put money in a card, it doesn't even cover the cost of it. Mm. You know, like a lot of places are like, you know, you're paying for 150 people.
Well, yeah, but if the going rate is somewhere between 200 and 400, and you have 120 guests.
Well, like if you have two people going, like if you have a couple going, myself and a friend of mine, we went house on a card for one of our friends' weddings, and I put in 100, and she put in another 100. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like 100 euro.
Stingy, you know, isn't it? Like a really 100. Is 100 a bit stingy?
No, I didn't hear any complaints. Although what I did do, though, just for shits and giggles, I got it all in 5 euro notes. And then
made it look good.
I wrapped each 5 euro note up as like small as I could get it and put it in. So I'd say when they saw the envelope, they came for me, they thought it was stacked.
So it is cheeky. She's thinking of not actually going. She said, I'm very tempted not to go, but it would cause a massive problem with my husband and the in-laws. Yeah, it is cheeky, isn't it? I mean, you kind of look at it and you go, what the hell?
Yeah, it is, yeah. I'm thinking, well, should I think the thing is, I mean, the fact that they're a family, they're probably going to put a system money in the car. Like, everybody knows you're going to put money in the car, you know.
But you're telling me this. I didn't know this. You're telling me this.
Really? You living under a rock or something, like?
I didn't know. It was, like, always money. I would have bought an air fryer. That, I mean, you know. What's wrong with it? What's wrong with getting somebody an air fryer?
I think we're getting to the root cause of why you don't get invited to too many weddings.
I mean, what's wrong with a good old Rowenta iron or an air fryer or an electric can opener or those are things I got.
I'll tell you what, now you rock up to a wedding in 2024, 2025 and say, here's an iron. And just, you know what? Just for the crack, just to see if they're actually able to keep their composure while they're staring daggers at you. Like.
Well, then I'll just say, thanks a lot. We really needed one of those.
Oh, no, they'd be like, thanks, yeah, and you probably hear someone more prick under their breath. Stingy bastard.
Yeah, so you're saying to me the norm now is just, it's like Italy, isn't it? What's the thing in Italy where they hand around the pillowcase and they put money, everybody puts money in it? It's a traditional thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I heard of that. It's kind of that. It's just, it's kind of an unspoken rule, just where people are like, you give them money, you know, and it'll hopefully help pay off parts of the day and blah, 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 blah. Like,
so you're paying for your own meal. Like, it's a load of shite, isn't it?
That's basically what you're doing, yeah.
Yeah. So you're not really getting an invitation. You're actually arriving and paying for your own food.
That's pretty much it, yeah. That's why people don't enjoy going to weddings. I mean, look, the wedding I went to, I had about 500 quid waxed before I even left the house. Mm-hmm. Do you know, between room in a hotel, new suit, money in the card, you know, and then we'd spend that night as well. Like, we did give extra now when herself's brother got married, all right, but I think we put like 250, 300 quid in the card, something like that.
Yeah, what's this new thing now, I suppose, when I say new thing, in the last decade, where people are not having their weddings in local places or local hotels, they're having them in like a hotel 100 miles away, in a castle somewhere or something, or a farm, or, I mean, and then everybody has to pay for bloody accommodation.
Yeah, it's a castle, like, fuck off. I'm sorry, but you know, you're not fucking gentry. You came from Dublin. I mean, there's no fucking airs and graces about that.
But they are having weddings in castles and farms.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I actually have a friend, herself and her fella got invited to a wedding in a castle. But the thing is, the bride and groom for that wedding, they paid for everything. They paid for the room, they paid for the accommodation, they paid for the wedding. No, the two of them weren't short a few pounds. But
obviously not.
I hate the stuff from you people, like, where you get married. We get in the castle and it's been decked out with fairy lights and I'm going to look like Cinderella. Like, fuck off. You know? You wonder then why 50% of marriages are doomed to fucking fail when they start nowadays.
Yeah, yeah. Hold on for a second there, Dave. Yeah. Hang on. David, hi, how are you? David, are you there?
Yes, I'm there. I know. A long time no speak. How are you?
Nice to talk to you, David. David, is there anything wrong with putting, you know, a bank account number on the invitation, the wedding invitation?
It's utterly ridiculous. The whole thing has got out of hand. You know, I think the average price now for an Irish wedding is something like 36,000 for the day.
That's cheap.
Well, that's
so I believe.
But that's 10% of the average. That's a 10% deposit on the average house.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, it's crazy. I back in September, with the America's Cup going on down in Barcelona, myself and the crew that we used to sail with, we popped down for 4 days, and I think that cost us. It was like about six, including the hotel, all our food, and we had some super meals out. And the whole thing, you know, flights, the whole thing cost about £600 each.
Yeah.
Now, you know, why not? what people should do is just pick a resort somewhere nice, reasonable, like Barcelona or wherever, and just all fly down and have some nice meals out in a few restaurants.
Hmm.
If you booked out the restaurant in advance, you'd get your 100 people in there or whatever, and you'd have several super meals all together, have a lovely time.
Yeah, but it's a bit unfair to invite people to a wedding in Barcelona because not everybody has the money to go.
Well, if you're going to a wedding, you're buying a dress, you're buying a new suit, you've got your overnight accommodation, you're looking at. If, as a guest to go to a wedding, you're now looking in Ireland at $1,500 for the day for a couple.
Yeah, probably.
Well, and you could quite happily do 4 nights in Barcelona for a couple on that sort of money.
Yeah, but you still have to buy the dress and the suit and everything else and give the gift.
No, but what I'm saying is you could. But the, you know, sort of, you're doing all of that as well. Hmm. But the, I don't know, I'm just.
Okay, we're getting back to the money on the card, the bank account details. So, okay, well then, if it's an assumption nowadays, as Dave rightly said, that you give money, why is it cheeky to put the bank account detail on the invitation?
I suppose it's just one stage further, isn't it, really, down to what it's all about. It's all about money.
Mm.
You know, sort of they're inviting people who can pay. You know, it's almost like in '87, a mate of mine was getting married in Trondheim in Norway, and I became the best man because I was the only one who could afford to go.
So nowadays the rule of thumb is when you're inviting people to your wedding is don't invite poor people. is that what you're saying to me?
Well, that's essentially what it is. Because, yeah, if they can't afford to pay, if you're having it in a, as I think you're all agreeing, it's generally in a hotel away from home.
Or a castle
or wherever. So you're at least doing accommodation away. So you're traveling several hundred miles or 100 miles or more. By the time you get there, you've got your suit for you. You've got your the dress for the wife or the girlfriend or whatever, the travel, the overnight accommodation, the following day breakfast, et cetera, dinner, bread and breakfast. And you're not going to get that in Ireland for less than £400-500 a night, are you?
No, not particularly at the moment. You won't get a decent hotel room in this country never less than £300.
Yeah, not for a couple, dinner, bread and breakfast or bed and breakfast. Yeah.
Well, hang on, both of you stay there for a second, because Alan, hi, how are you?
Hey, Niles.
Now, you asked for cash at a wedding.
Yeah, because there was only 12 at the wedding, and we had all of our house done up and all, we had everything. So we just said, just put money in an envelope. We didn't ask for whatever, a bank account or anything like that.
Well, yeah, but you still asked for money, did you?
Yeah, because we wouldn't need anything in the house, because we had all of air.
So would you not need an air fryer? Would you not need an air fryer?
Well, we would have took your presents as well. It was just that there was 12 at my wedding, and it was in a 5-star hotel in the Western Hotel, and we booked for a meal for that night, and there was 12 people at the meal, and we got £2,000.
Right, okay.
And then I don't like going to weddings.
And did the £2,000, did that cover the cost of your accommodation for the night, the £2,000?
No, we stayed in our own house. We didn't want to go into a hotel. We went to Austria on our honeymoon. So 2 days there.
So hold on, the wedding was in the 5-star hotel, but you didn't stay overnight. You left that night.
No, we left that night to stay in our own house. We're very traditional. We wouldn't spend a night in a hotel.
But you just got £2,000.
Well, we had £2,000 that we wanted to use for the honeymoon.
Oh, I tell you, Dave, this fella's very frugal, isn't he?
No. Alan's got his finger on the pulse here now. I have to give it to him. Like.
So he didn't even, he books the 5-star hotel, all the guests arrive, have the dinner, and then he pisses off home with his new missus. You know?
Yeah, we spent two nights in the house, and then we went off then to Austria on our honeymoon.
Right.
And then when my cousin got married, I didn't go to his wedding, but I sent him £100 in a card.
Yeah, £100 is all right for a cousin. But for somebody closer to you, like if it's your brother or sister or brother-in-law.
No, I wouldn't go.
It's more. You wouldn't go?
I wouldn't go, no. I wouldn't go to weddings. I hate weddings.
That's why you left your own.
Because you can't make any money at them.
So, you hate weddings, Alan, yeah. So
I don't mind. I'd rather go to a funeral than a wedding.
Why? It's more entertaining, is it?
There is more entertaining, you get a better conversation.
Crank is better.
I have to say, you gotta love Irish funerals. They are hilariously funny by times. Some of the funniest things happen at funerals. I was at a funeral there recently, and somebody, I don't know why it always happens, right? A feather fell out of the sky, and a woman looks at it. She was right beside me, and she looks at it and says, "Oh, there's a sign." I'm looking at her, and I was talking to a friend of mine, and I says, "What is she talking about, a sign?" And she said, "Oh, like it's unusual to see a feather falling out of the sky." I said, "Where else would a feather fall from other than the sky?" You know what I mean? It's a bird flying by.
Niall.
Yeah.
Niall.
Yeah.
Did you see that funeral that was done? It was on TikTok. Where the fella recorded.
Oh, I heard that, himself. Yeah. Very funny.
No, it was very good. I have to say, it was a real inner city Dublin voice.
Yeah, let me out. Let me out.
Let me out. Yeah.
It was very good. Listen, I got to go to a break. Dave, stay there. You can. Alan, you can stay with us if you want to. The number is 087-188-0008. We're talking about a wedding invitation that somebody got. Sister-in-law is getting married. And on the wedding invitation, it has bank account details. That's kind of new to me. And she thinks it's extremely cheeky. Let me know what you think. Is it cheeky? Or sure. Well, look, we give money anyway. So what's the problem? You know, because people would probably be looking, because very few people have cash nowadays anyway. Cash is not a thing really for a lot of people anymore. So it's easier just to kind of revolute the number or the money over or whatever it is to the bride and groom. A lot of them do that nowadays, don't they, AJ? They set up accounts on Revolut. You can set up a separate account on Revolut, can't you? For a gift. Because I know they've done it. You know, when people are leaving workplaces and stuff like that, they set up. And there's no, by the way, that's another thing we need to talk about some night. You know, people leaving, particularly when there's high turnover staff in a job and there's constantly people leaving. You know, such and such is leaving. We're having a fund. I've never met them. I don't know them. What? Oh, throw a tenner in. By the end of the year, you'd be skint with all the people leaving. Sponsoring their kids, AJ. Yeah, that's another one. Sponsoring their bloody kids for a walk they'll never do. You know what I mean? Yeah, we're doing a sponsored walk. I had a fella come into the door one day and he was like, "All right." And I said, "How you doing? What are you doing?" "I'm doing a sponsored snooker match for a drug rehab." And I said, "Are you? Great." "Yeah, I'm going over to Latvia to represent Ireland." And I said, "Brilliant. So what do you want me to do about that?" He wanted money so he could go play snooker in Latvia or something like that. Oh, stop, would you? All right, let's go to Roisin. Stay there, please, Alan and Dave. Let me go to Roisin. Roisin, hi, how are you?
Evening, Niall, how are you?
I'm good, Roisin. Nice to talk to you. Roisin, is it cheeky to put a bank account number on your wedding invitation?
100%. There's not, like, if I had received that invite and I got back.
Oh, you're breaking up, Roisin. Just move into the other room or run up the stairs or out the back garden. Don't go to the back garden, it's freezing. Whatever.
Can you hear me there now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Go on.
No, if I gotten that invite now with the bank information on it, I wouldn't have given anything.
Would you not?
I really wouldn't have. No.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely not. I just think that's cheeky. You don't do that with birthdays. You don't do that with christenings. You don't do that with any other celebration. So why would you put it on a wedding invite?
Because I suppose the argument is they've been living together and they already have everything.
Okay, that's fine. But if you're having a wedding, expect the presence of people rather than presence from people.
Isn't that what they say? Your presence because is the only gift we need.
Yeah, like we did that because we were years together before we got married and we had the wedding financially covered. So we weren't going out to have a wedding to have it covered. Like,
to
we
make money.
Covered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alan, now Alan, who's on the other line, he asked his guests to give them money.
No,
in the way you're putting it, Niall.
I'm just saying. Give me money.
Niall, give me money. It was only Niall. I had everything in the house that I needed. I didn't need anything, so we were 2 years together before we got married.
Yeah, but you did ask him for money. Go on, Alan, be honest.
What we said was, put a donation in an envelope if you want to.
That's asking for money. Don't be denying it.
I know, but you're making it sound seedy, but
not. I'm not making it sound seedy. There's no other way it can sound. It says on it, put a donation in the envelope. What's that supposed to mean, apart from give me money?
So
cheeky, Roisin, is that cheeky even? Put a donation in the envelope.
Oh my God, yeah. Absolutely. Like, when we were planning a wedding, we had it all financially covered. We had everything budgeted, we said, right, we'd cover everything. And my brother's wife, she does lovely bouquets of flowers, and she's like, look, as your present, we'll give you the bouquet of flowers. I see it, that's fine.
Yeah, that's good, yeah.
Pretty fine. Yeah, little things
bit
like
of barter,
that. But like,
barter, they call that, yeah.
But like, there's no way, like, we had a small wedding, we'd 43 people, and for me, it was more the fact that we were coming together to have a bit of a laugh, a great day, a bit of a dance, a drink or two, and to have a nice morning after as well, have the breakfast all together, have a bit of crack and then head on our merry way.
Mm. Now, see, Dave, that's what a wedding is all about, Dave. But Alan was looking for money.
That's brilliant, though. Like, Alan, you're a gas man, mate. Like, a donation in the card. And by the way, we're not staying in the hotel.
No, I wasn't staying at a 5-star hotel. It was still there.
Do you know what, man? The sister-in-law, the one who sent in this email, she should have gotten you to organise her wedding because nobody had been bitching about it.
Oh, stop all your hell.
I'm a very generous man, you know, Niall.
I just have this vision of all the guests there at 1 o'clock in the morning having a few drinks, and Alan and his missus are gone home.
That's right. That's what happened, Niall.
Stop.
That's what happened. We left at 10 o'clock.
Stop.
Oh, that's only in Ireland would you hear someone doing that.
Ah, oh, Roisin, that was a good wedding, Roisin, wasn't it? Give us your money, and we're going home. Now, in fairness, there was only 12 people at his wedding, and he made two grand.
I just strangled him.
Sorry, Roisin.
No, I don't. Like, I wouldn't have been impressed with that as a guest. Now, to be fair, to me, it would be going to a wedding, having a bit of a crack, a bit of a laugh. Like, I've been to plenty of weddings, and it's all about having the crack and the laugh. But like, when it came to ours, we were just like, please just be there. Be there for us and support us. And we had everyone we had invited, and it was lovely.
Yeah. And you stay in the hotel?
Oh yeah, of course.
Of course you did, yeah. Of course you didn't piss off home. Yeah.
Yeah, and we had all
Alan's
the breakfast
thinking, what a waste
together.
Of money.
He's sweating probably.
I'm always the butt end of your jokes now, Biden. I keep your ratings going, you know.
Let me go to Jerry. Jerry, hi, how are you?
Hey, Noel, how are you? How are things?
Good, Jerry. Jerry, is it cheeky to ask for money? Well, when I say to ask for money, well, Alan asked for money, but to put bank account details on the invitation. Is that cheeky?
It's a bit of an ask, all right, I think, yes. You know, like weddings, the whole spirit of a wedding is, you know, two people getting married, great, and they're in love with each other, all this sort of stuff. They're inviting you as a guest to be part of their wedding, yes.
Yeah.
But, you know, thinking back to, as you said years ago, air fryers, well, it was carriage trucks back in my day and cutlery and, you know.
Yeah, cutlery. Sort of yeah, silver service, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And now, look, that was probably very old-fashioned. But I think, probably vouchers are probably the more appropriate thing. You know, rather than giving money, if you want to give a voucher, it's something that can...
Do you remember around the 90s, it changed, and what you had to do was, you'd have to ring Brown Thomas or wherever it was, and they would have a list. Do you remember that carry-on that went on for a few years?
Indeed, yeah, yes,
and then you'd ring up and you'd go, what's the cheapest thing on the list? So, and they'd say, well, that's already gone. All we're left with is the more expensive stuff, you know. And you're going, oh, geez.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah.
You know, like, again, see, this is so it's the difference between now and, say, 30, 40 years ago, which I think you and me were probably from that vintage, is, you know, people are now already housed. They have everything in their house. They have bought a house or an apartment. They want it fully furnished and fully kitted out before they even walk in the door. But years ago, you bought the house, then you bought your furniture, you bought your carpets, you bought your curtains and all the sort of stuff.
Yeah, you built it up as you went along, yeah.
Exactly. So it was more useful to kind of get gifts at the time. Okay, you could exchange them, you could bring them back to Arnott's or wherever you bought them and change them or something that you did need.
Yeah.
But the thing about it was money was very rarely given over years ago. It was always a gift.
Yeah.
Then it probably became, as you say, you know, vouchers or, you know, go and get what you want to get in some store.
Yeah.
But like looking at it, I think
What's the going right now? Have you been invited to a wedding recently?
I was at a wedding there in the summer over in Glasson, over in that Athlone direction.
Right. How much did you put in the envelope?
I have a classic car, an open top classic Morris Minor, which is a great little car. It becomes the gift.
Oh,
I
okay.
I say to the person when I'm invited, would you like a car? Would you like to be to have...
Do you know what used to happen to me, by the way? You know what used to happen to me? People, when I was in around my 30s, that which is around the age you tend to get invited to weddings, right? People would ring me up and they go, hey, you know, yeah, we're getting married next June. Love to invite you and the missus. And I'm going, yeah. And he goes, any chance you bring your records along? Any chance you bring your records along with you and do a DJ for us? I'm going, yeah. In other words, you're just looking for a cheap DJ.
Yeah, but again, nothing wrong with it. You're like, it's like a barter system. You're offering your services to them. You're a professional DJ. I have a lovely car that's, you know, it's a perfect wedding car. It's a gold Morris Minor. It's a beautiful car.
Yeah.
You know, it's a gift that you won't replicate. You won't buy another one. You won't get another one.
Before you go, Jerry, what do you think of Alan leaving his own wedding at 10 o'clock and asking for money?
What's that say again, Mel?
Niall. I should clarify something here with Niall taking the piss out of me there. I didn't ask people for money. They gave me cards, wedding cards that had money in it. And I said, when people asked me what I wanted, I said, well, we don't need any. If you want to just put some money in a card.
That's what you did ask for money. Will you stop trying to reword it, Alan? You did ask.
Yeah. Yeah, but
so
it's a donation.
It's a donation. Hey, Jerry, sorry. Just the question I asked, Jerry. What do you think of somebody who asks for donations for their wedding and then pisses off at 10 o'clock?
What was that? I didn't catch that. Sorry, Daniel.
Alan went home from his own wedding at 10 o'clock.
Oh, you left early, yeah.
Yeah, he left. The guests were all still there having a good time, but he was gone with his missus.
I've seen it happen, Niall. I've been to weddings where they just got fed up with the day and they took off either to the bedroom that they were staying in the hotel or whatever. Yeah. Took off early, yeah. I've seen it happen. I have seen it. You know, everyone around looking in the bar, looking in the foyer for the bride and groom and they were gone.
Yeah, maybe that's what Alan was up to. Maybe Alan just wanted to get home for the honeymoon night, so to speak. Yeah, a bit of hokey pokey. Anyway, listen, Jerry, thanks very much indeed. Appreciate you coming on. Thanks, Dave. Thanks, Roisin. Alan, you're a hoot. Thanks very much indeed.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.